Welcome to Evolve Live Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. This podcast shines a light on experiences of people in the private and public sectors. You'll hear how overcoming obstacles has shaped their perspectives and made them better prepared to meet new challenges. Here is your host of Success Through Adversity, the publisher of Evolve Magazine, Howard Hawley.
Hello, and welcome to Editor's Voice. I'm Howard Hawley, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine. With me to talk about the new issue of Evolve's First Coast region is editor Gina Mangus. Gina has recently become the chief strategy officer for Wired to Perform, and she is also the new editor of Evolve First Coast region. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you, Howard. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Thank you. Well, before we talk about the new issue, why don't you tell our listeners a bit about Wired to Perform?
Oh, I would love to. Wired to Perform is a software platform that leverages behavioral science to help sync talent with opportunity. What we're really doing is turning the traditional way of hiring on its head. Right now, organizations are really focused on eliminating or disqualifying people who don't meet certain criteria. And in today's tight labor market, it's important to really think about what people are capable of doing. So our approach is really to use behavioral science to help people understand their skills, talents, and aspirations, and how those fit with certain job roles. So we're working with employers, we're working with specialized groups like veterans, people who are transitioning from what may be a different job into a new career, students coming out of school, even people leaving the criminal justice system, and helping them really think about what roles would be right for them that really may not fit on a traditional resume.
So will this help businesses close the gap that they're experiencing with regards to finding staff and team that they need?
Absolutely. The whole idea, again, is to really understand, we have profiles, for example, what the best customer service person has as characteristics, okay, or people who could be car salespeople, or those working in construction. And then based on the behavioral science, employers can really match people to those jobs who may not have done them before, but who are perfectly capable of learning the skills to do so.
Well, that sounds really interesting. And, you know, we'd have to look for an opportunity to maybe do another podcast specifically about that. But today,
yeah, we'd love to.
It's Editor's Voice, which is you talking about the upcoming issue, which is the business of greening. So why don't you tell us how the editorial committee selected, the editorial board selected this theme?
Well, we all know that we are in a booming growth environment here in the First Coast. And at the same time, we have to balance our growth with understanding what the requirements are, really, to keep our areas green and environmentally friendly, places where we love to live, work, and play, and can thrive. And so we really talked about this being a hot topic, especially balancing development and construction with all of these green initiatives that are going on at the same time. It's a pretty intense topic for a lot of people. There's, you know, those against growth and those in the business community. We know it's really good for us. We want to cultivate new relationships and new people in our communities. But how do we balance all that? And how do we leverage new technology to be environmentally friendly? So that's really what our editorial board talked about. And we felt like it would be a really interesting topic for the business community to read about.
It's interesting that it's following the previous issue, which was the business of growth. That seems intentional. In other words, let's talk about growth and then let's talk about. So it was, right?
That's absolutely right, mm-hmm. Howard. Again, we're constantly, as business people and citizens, balancing the desire for mm-hmm. growth mm-hmm. with the need to be friendly with our environment and also keep those green spaces that we need to, you know, participate in those activities that are good for our body, mind, and spirit.
So if I can't read all of the articles there, what are the ones that you really would tell readers you want to make sure you jump into this one because it's so different and so informative and inspirational?
I think the balancing development and conservation on the First Coast was particularly of interest. I think if the topic is new for some, there's been a lot of conversation in the political arena and on the news about ESG. And some people may not even know what that acronym stands for. So I think diving into the article that kind of goes into that detail and what responsibilities we have as business owners and business leaders to focus on the environment and social impact and creating governance structures that really support that. And then also, I really think the look ahead was particularly interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. So you talk about the government role, government impact. Is that why Joy Andrews, the deputy county administrator, is on the cover?
Absolutely. And Joy is such a talented leader in the St. John's County community, and she's been faced with so many challenges in her term there, and listening to her perspective or reading her perspective on the balancing of growth and the environment in the St. John's County community is of particular interest for sure.
And then you have Denise Miano on the Palm Coast cover.
Yep. And she, again, shares many of the challenges that Joy has faced over the years, and she's had quite a career, a long time career in the community there in Palm Coast. And I think it's interesting for me, having been in the area for quite some time, to see many parallels with what Palm Coast is experiencing today. Mm-hmm. Is somewhat of what St. John's County has experienced already. So it's a great synergy of those two communities sort of coming together and seeing the perspective from the two leaders there.
Is there anything that ties into the environmental and climate bill that recently was signed by the president and came out of Congress? Is there some impact there that readers and residents in St. John's and Flagler County can expect to realize?
Yeah, I mean, I think the article around clean energy, I was really not aware that Florida ranks second in the nation in terms of solar energy jobs, and that we're really taking the lead on solar energy and thinking outside the box. I wasn't aware of all the activity that's going on in the region, and I think it'll be truly very enlightening for a lot of people to read about.
If I'm an entrepreneur, would I read this issue and see opportunities for me or things that I should be doing differently with my business?
Absolutely. I think the whole issue kind of really helps us rethink our approach as citizens, again, and the social impact that we have on the community. Mm-hmm. You also always, we always feature, the giving back piece and, yeah. And what small businesses can do to support the community. There's some great little vignettes around that as well. And again, from an educational perspective, understanding some of the expectations that may be coming down the pike for small businesses to be aware of as it relates to being environmentally friendly.
Well, it sounds very exciting. I can hardly wait to get my hands on it.
Yeah, and the visuals are incredible. Anytime you talk about nature, right?
Yeah,
the visuals are absolutely stunning, and we live in one of the most beautiful areas, I believe, in the country, and we're so fortunate to do so. So this issue also features that. A fun story about Marineland, which for me personally, I've been going there since I was, before I can remember, a little tot. So that's really good to see the evolution there and what the Whitney Labs are doing. And it's just so much to really take in one issue.
Excellent. Excellent. So generally, I pivot at this point and we begin to talk about the next issue. But for you as the new editor of Evolve First Coast Region, where do you want to take it? What innovation and changes do you have in mind?
Well, you know, we talked a lot with the editorial board about our approach with themes, which has been very effective, especially being a new magazine, so people know what to expect in the content around the themes. We, as you mentioned, recently covered growth and now the business of being green. And so I think what we'd like to do moving forward is transition a little bit to content that resonates across industry. Mm-hmm. So the common thread in an issue may be particular issues that entrepreneurs are dealing with at this time. And so we're working right now to ensure that our content always has some level of consistency around, you know, stories that are inspiring and stories that, that may touch on the environment. And I think the road ahead is something that we'll always ensure is in the magazine, but really focusing on particular hot topics that might cross industry, whether it's restaurants or retail or construction, and finding those common threads that as business leaders that we're all facing today.
So,
and being very timely with what's happening around us.
Versus setting a theme for a year from now and being locked into that. Okay, good.
We're living in a very fast-paced world. And that's why I'm also really excited about what you're doing, Howard, with Evolve News. And so we'll actually also be able to pull some content from Evolve News and really hit on some topics that we see through our analytics that people are very interested in and may like to learn more about in a larger, more feature format that we have to offer through the Evolve magazine.
And our Evolve News editor is Aaron London. And he has a lot of experience in writing more timely and news-oriented, having spent decades at the Daytona Beach News Journal and in Palm Coast as well. So we're looking forward to that. We'll be rolling that out October 10th. So this issue of the First Coast Region Edition will come out digitally on October 3rd, and then the following week we'll drop our first Evolve News, both in First Coast and in Greater Daytona region.
Good. Yeah, and I'm just really excited about the synergy between both of those initiatives that are going to really bring more content, more meaningful content, and timely content to our readers.
Well, I think your comment about being timely in the magazine piece just really will play to this concept of content and pushing it out and providing it to people when and where they want it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I think that will be hopefully received very well.
So, I know it will.
Jean, I know that, you know, prior to your current role, you were executive VP with Flagler Health Plus, and I want to extend on behalf of our readers and listeners my personal appreciation to you for helping us launch the First Coast Region edition and the Palm Coast and St. Augustine print editions of Evolve. October, so next week, is the first anniversary of the First Coast Region of Evolve.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and it's very timely that you're taking over, because the guy that was the editor before, he just didn't seem to have his wits about him or something, you know?
Or maybe he has a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah. And of course, the good news is that Amy continues as the managing editor. And so that will be a benefit, hopefully, to all of us. And so is there anything that you want to close up with as we wrap this up, Gina?
No, I think it's just incredible that we are cultivating such a culture of entrepreneurial spirit in this region. And I hope to really continue that and take it to the next level and start integrating a lot more, you know, in-person events and some other things that we can do together to really inspire people and help people take their businesses to the next level.
I'm Howard Holly, publisher of Evolve Business and Entrepreneur Magazine, and you've been listening to Gina Mangus, the editor of the First Coast Region edition and also the chief strategy officer for Wired to Perform. Thank you, Gina.
Thanks, Howard. I'm so happy to be here today.
Bye-bye.
This has been Evolve Live's Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. Subscribe to listen to more podcasts at evolve-success.com/subscribe. Send your comments to editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com.